In today's gospel, the Lord encounters three men who want to follow him, but none of them do. And the reason why is illustrated in our Lord's responses. And it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. It's a wonderful sentiment. But the Lord saw through that sentiment and said to him, Foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, and the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. What he's answering to the man is, you aren't ready to do this. You aren't ready to count the cost. You aren't ready to give up anything. You want to follow because it appears appealing to you, but you want also to have your own way. Christians want their own way, and then they're not Christians. The way of Christ is the way of obedience, the way of the cross. It's not necessarily a way of poverty and of suffering and of hunger, but it could be. And it always is a way of suffering in the heart because of the way of the world. So a Christian who is always after entertainments and after pleasure and after comfort and after financial security, such a person is not fit to be a Christian. And that's the way of our world today. People are Christian, but they also are worldly. And that is an oxymoron. It's not possible. That's what the Lord is saying to this man. You want to follow me? Then you need to act like me, which means you need to be ready to suffer like I have suffered and will suffer. So we must be too. God help us to do this. Then there's another that the Lord encounters, and he says, follow me. But that man said, Lord, suffer me first to go bury my father. And Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury their dead, and go thou and preach the kingdom of God. Now what does this mean? Well, the idea here is that the man wanted to bury his father and therefore gain the inheritance, because the inheritance would be distributed after his death and his burial. So we cannot be worldly and be Christian. We cannot want wealth and also have the Holy Spirit abiding in us. When the Lord calls us, we must say yes immediately without counting any other factors. I think this is what the Lord is saying to him. We now are in an age where people are rich really beyond the dreams of the pharaohs. And we have so much at our disposal, even the poor people. And we have so much that we can do, that we can entertain ourselves with, that we can feed ourselves with. We're lazy and soft. We cannot be soft. We have to be like the soldier who's willing to sleep on the ground. Not necessarily will that ever happen to any one of us physically, although it could. But we must be prepared. We must be prepared to suffer. I'll tell you the way that you need right now to suffer. This is a hard way, because we're lazy and we waste time and we have so many time wasters at our disposal. Pray with attention and with tears to the Lord for you, for yourself, for your loved ones, for everyone around you that you have encountered. Let it not be just, Lord, have mercy on Tom. No, let it be that you say, a rope for Tom, on your knees and with tears and with desire. That would be where you are truly willing to suffer for the Lord. And from that prayer, of course, will come other things. Other fruits will come out of those prayers, and you will be used by the Lord for the things that you need to be used for. So may the Lord help us to do this. Then the third person the Lord encounters says, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell, which are at home in my house. And the Lord said unto him, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. This always reminds me of one of my favorite martyrs, St. Timothy of Esvigmenu. His story is truly amazing and relatively unique in the annals of hagiographies. He was just a simple person from a village in Thrace. He was married. He had two daughters. His wife was seized by the Turks and she was forced to become a Muslim. So, in order to save his wife from the harem, he could convert to becoming a Muslim and then he could claim her. And that's what he did. So, he rescued his wife, having the sham of apostasy, and then he brought her to a convent and he went off to the Great Lavra in Mount Athos. Now, this was a sin that God would surely forgive because out of love for his wife and his children, he saved them. And he was a wonderful monk, exemplary, but he couldn't get it out of his mind that he had apostatized, even if it was only in appearance. So he begged his spiritual father that he could go and make his martyrdom. And he was trained for a period of years, and then he was allowed to leave the Holy Mountain and dress in lay clothes and go down and make his martyrdom. Basically, it was pretty easy to do that. You go somewhere before some Muslim authority and says, I denounce your wicked faith. I want to be a Christian. And of course, they'll kill you. And he had instructions from his spiritual father that seemed very cruel. Because when he went off the Holy Mountain, he was going to have to pass through the village where his daughters were living. And his spiritual father told him, do not meet your daughters, do not greet them, do not seek them out. If they even come to see you, you run away from them. And he was afraid that Saint Timothy would lose his resolve. And this is exactly like the gospel speaking. No man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Saint Timothy was about to make his martyrdom, but if he saw his daughters and talked to them, touched them, he might lose his resolve and go back into the world, and then who knows what would happen. And so this actually happened, that Saint Timothy saw his daughters. He was on the outskirts of the village, but somebody saw him and recognized who he was and called his daughters, and his daughters ran after him. And he ran away from them, and they were crying for their father. They didn't understand why. Saint Timothy didn't explain. It seems very cruel. Later on, of course, Saint Timothy was martyred, and his daughters were given message of what happened. So this is why I think of Saint Timothy. He says, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell, which are at home in my house. If we have attachments to things that are in the world, they might bring us down. So God help us to not be attached to things in the world. Saint Timothy is commemorated on October 29th, according to the church calendar. And I think he would be a great intercessor for us who have problems with the world. Problems being attached to things in our house, or to money, or to pleasure, or to comfort. Saint Timothy was willing to encounter all things so that he would make his martyrdom. So, through the prayers of the holy martyr, Saint Timothy of Esfigmenou, O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us and save us. Amen.